On December 6, 2012, Concordia College released a Vision for Sustainability statement, meaning that the college would take steps to become a more energy-efficient and sustainable campus. President Robert Kraft convened a sustainability council to help tackle that vision, but since those goals were set forth, students say they haven't seen movement on working toward them. Steph Barnhart is a senior at Concordia. She says one example is that sustainability practices that were planned for Concordia's new grant center never came to fruition.
They had some plans for making it a certain level of LEED certification. They had some other plans for including geothermal energy into the construction of that building, and some of those things just didn't happen. And so what we're worried about is the precedent that's been set by that that might then influence what happens when we construct new buildings like the science building that will be next for us.
Barnhart joined roughly 100 other students in marching into Lorenzen Hall outside the president's office to rally for the cause.
For us to gain, we must sustain. For us to gain, we must sustain. For us to gain.
We stand before you today as a unified front of students, over 300 of which have signed the petition, including students, faculty, alumni, who are calling for the possibility of a more sustainable Concordia. We not only believe in it, but we demand it.
The students want four things. First, immediate action on increasing sustainability, like replacing old windows, decreasing heat use, turning off lights, and other changes. The students also want Concordia's energy use to be transparent. They want Concordia to decrease its carbon emissions by 30% in 10 years and for sustainable business practices to be integrated into curriculum at its new Offutt School of Business. President Kraft welcomed the students with open arms, a smile, and a listening ear.
It has been a lifelong ambition of mine to be occupied. And, I have to confess to you that I'm frequently preoccupied, but I've been occupied now. And I want to say more seriously that I affirm the ideals, the vision, the passion, the fervor that you bring to this. I want to tell you that I feel the same way that you do, and that I see great opportunities for us here at Concordia College, not only to do the right thing, but to lead the way in doing the right thing.
Kraft told the students that each of their concerns would be forwarded to the Sustainability Council for consideration, and that some things had been going on around campus they might not have heard about. He says that Concordia recently joined STARS, the Sustainability Tracking and Rating System, which measures the university's sustainability and publishes it for all to see. He also says funding from the Margaret Cargill Foundation will install meters on Concordia's buildings to track their energy use. He told the students he was happy to see them voicing their concerns and encouraged them to stay in touch with him and the Sustainability Council moving forward.
But I want to thank you for your energy, for your commitment, for your devotion. We will not let you down. Thank you.
For Prairie Public, I'm Danielle Webster.